You're listening to the podcast, Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life. Thank you for tuning in. And now, here's your host, Carlos Avalon.
I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to go.
Hello there. Welcome back. I'm going to make this one a very short one this time. I'm calling it My Music because I just received a royalty payment from, well, my distributor of all my music worldwide, streaming services on iMusic everywhere. CD Baby is a distribution company now for most of us independent artists and some semi-name artists too. They're, as a matter of fact, Glenn Kimball, no longer with us, but he had used on a couple of his last couple of albums that were no longer with a big record label. He had released some songs through our distributor. But anyway, Avison Records, I've told you about it before. It's my label, Avison. Kenny Johnson, my partner, romantic partner and partner in business too, no longer with us, but we started that in 1985. Well, officially, our first records that we have paperwork of the company being established, state 1985, but we actually started it unofficially around 1984. So Avison, a lot of people think it's Avalon and Son. No, it's Ava, A-V-A, first three letters of my last name, and Son, S-O-N, last three letters of Johnson, Kenny's last name, Avison Records. So that's the company distributing all my work out there that you hear on Spotify and on iTunes. Actually, very interesting. I'm in about 30 different services, streaming services out there. We get those reports from the distributor, CD Baby. And of course, I'm on Pandora, but not all the songs are on Pandora. Do you know what that means? I mean, all the songs that I've already released for streaming, they're not, because not many of you, well, are listening to me on Pandora. So maybe if you use Pandora as your way of listening to music, maybe you can search and request, find Carlos Avalon and request some songs, and then the algorithms will lead for them to bring in some other songs of mine. I think I should have asked you for your number is there. I think you should know is there. So Pandora, I'm on Napster. I'm on Amazon Music. I've mentioned it before. If you have, you know what's her name, just say, hey, you know the name. Shuffle songs by Carlos Avalon. Play songs by Carlos Avalon. And you can also listen to the podcast on most of these streaming services. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on K-Digital. I am, of course, on TikTok. Yes, the music part of it. Spotify. We independent artists love Spotify. Now Spotify has on the artist, when you find the artist and you click on the artist to find all my songs, they actually have a program now that they added a PayPal contribute to the artist there. And that's very grateful because, again, many big time artists are making a lot of money on Spotify, but most, half the artists on Spotify nowadays are independent and probably aren't, are not, well, are making as little as $19.17 per quarter. That was my royalty payment. And so it's very nice of Spotify to include that. We're on, some I've never heard of, but YouTube Music. But anyway, there's about Deezer. There's about 30 that I'm on. So, wow. I've been everywhere, man. I am everywhere, man, musically speaking. But we have more songs coming out. We have the EP we are releasing of our Loving Arms album. Remember that one? Tangible, just released as a CD, primarily only at my performances, live performances. Now we're releasing 5 songs from that album. We're releasing Secret Love, Loving Arms, of course, Till You Came Into My Life from Jekyll & Hyde, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, and Yesterday When I Was Young. So be ready for it. That's coming at the end of the month. Rich Kurtz is actually working on it now, my producer out of the Atlantic City area, and Michael Adell continues to work on music of ours. And he's also the one editing the podcast. We're also going to release stuff from the original album, the only one album that we re-released as a CD, tangible CD, called A Place Called Waimea. We have some songs from that one coming out. And for my Portuguese friends, remember Sonhos, remember Quando Me Enamoro. We're going to release those who remember Seu Amor Se Vai. That's coming too. All of that is coming, but all of it also includes some funding, and I'm funding it all myself. And so it's taking a little time to come up with the funds to put all that out there. But even my Portuguese friends will remember the very, very first record that I did with, as the lead singer of my band, Azor 68, Carlos Avila, still Avila back then, and Azor 68. Well, we did the song Eu Sou Aquele. That was a very low budget recording. We can't really, but yet it got airplay. It was Eu Sou Aquele, it was Você Se Esqueceu, knocked 3 times in Portuguese. Yes, we got airplay in Hawaii and in California and in some parts of the Portuguese market. Eu Sou Aquele means I am the one. Knocked 3 times, Você Se Esqueceu. And the other two I mentioned, Quando Me Enamoro, is Engelbert's A Man Without Love. We did it in Portuguese. And Sonhos is a song called Dreaming that had been done by John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard, but we did it in Portuguese. So that one is a little more tricky. We don't have the master tapes, but we do have a collection of the records themselves. And with today's technology, they just released the Beatles, a song with John Lennon that was taken, his vocals, from a terrible quality tape, cassette or whatever it was. So now with today's technology, we know we can play in a good studio it was an EP. It was a 4-song record, technically EP, which is, less songs than the full album. But we technically could make a copy of that, in essence record the old record into newer technology and then add some more to it, and that might be something I might be interested in doing. Yes, but the budget for either Rich or Michael, come on. The deal they gave me, they part. I want them to own half of my works, because they're the only two people left that still 100% totally believe in my career and never gave up, and they're still putting their hard work into my career. So one of them, I'm sure, would love to take on that project, but it's, hey, time in the studio is money. So I don't know where I'm going to have the funding for that. But on that very first record with Azor 68, we did two songs in Portuguese, two in Spanish. One, I Never Said Goodbye, and While We're Still Young, a song that was recorded, I Never Said Goodbye by Engelbert, While We're Still Young by Wayne Newton. So I guess the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because it's these recordings, now that I'm not yet performing and you know, out of sight, out of mind, and I've had a couple people say I've been holding on because some of the gigs that have been offered aren't, I just been there, done that, but I realize I have got to, by the end of the summer, be performing somewhere, whether alone or with a little trio, because the worst thing that could happen at this point, long enough after the shutdown of the pandemic, is that people will actually, in the business, will start to just count me out. No, he's out of the business. No, I'm not out of the business. We're working, and I wanted you to know that what still gives me the fever, gives me the hunger, is these songs that keep me recording and re-releasing songs, because by doing that, I think I still matter. I still count. I am still doing the only thing I really know how to do. The only thing I feel I was put on earth to do. I'm a performer. My whole identity is that of being in the entertainment business one way or another. So thank you. And that's why I wanted to tell you about my music. It's out there. A lot more is coming. I hope you keep listening. Tell your friends to listen. And do not be afraid to, when you go and see my videos on YouTube, the channel is youtube.com/ This Is Carlos Avalon. Folks, that helps. It says subscribe to my channel. That's my YouTube channel. You don't have to paste to subscribe. I've always hated, I've never liked that these companies, these media companies, social media companies, use the word subscribe, because we all, from the old days, when you subscribe to a magazine, you pay for it monthly. That if you click subscribe after listening to my videos on YouTube, it just means you're a follower. That's really what it is, follow. And so please do that, because I have very few subscribers, although people listen, but they don't subscribe. So it doesn't really, the algorithms don't come together to help other people find my channel unless you subscribe. The same with the streaming. I know there's, because I get reports of people's, they streamed my songs in Singapore, in Canada, in Australia. But if you don't listen on a regular basis, it doesn't show you as a regular listener. You look up one of your favorite artists, it'll show, 10,000 monthly listeners, 100,000, 1,000,000 monthly listeners. Folks, my official monthly listeners in most of these streaming services, iHeartRadio, Spotify, are a handful. And I need to make that grow with your help. I'm saying this because I know many of you, and I'm not only talking about myself, but other artists. If you have an artist that's not famous, that's not big time, that you listen at your local restaurant, if you know they're on YouTube or streaming services, please help them, support that artist. Support that artist. Listen to their songs, because it helps. And I feel the arts are just so, we're going to lose the ability to make performers grow and make a living. Because when I started, I don't want to repeat myself, but there was all types of middle class paying work, the Ramada Inn, when they would hire my band for 6 nights a week, put us up with lodging, we'd be touring the whole country, and we were making a great middle class income. Those gigs are gone. So the only way you can support myself and artists you like is by listening, following them on social media, and helping them be found by others, be discovered by others. Because each time you listen, I do not understand the algorithms, but it helps someone else find, because it goes to one of your friends somehow, and it helps everybody and every artist. Okay, enough already, but there's more music coming, and I did something I've never done before. You've been hearing something in the background, haven't you? Hey, that's one of my original compositions that I'll keep talking over it because it's never been published officially. Well, I guess unofficially is being published because it's being played in the background of this episode. This is the first. I am playing a brand new song that 90% of you have never, well, 99% of you, only a few of you I've actually played it and you've heard it, but it's called My Ballerino Dancer. And wait till we get to the studio and do the real thing. That was just a small demo recording that I did at a studio in Livermore, California. Eddie Fernandez, my guitar player at one time, actually produced it. But I'm not gonna let you listen to it other than the little you can catch behind my voice, because I don't officially want to consider this the debut of that song. But you know what it's all about. Hey, want to help out? Want to contribute? The buymeacoffee.com/Carlos Avalon. That's it for now. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again next month for another episode of Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life.
Now it's night, I sit and pray that you'll come back to me someday.